This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Welcome to Gillette Stadium on the Friday before Valentine's Day. I know Paul's excited because, well, every day is Valentine's Day in the Perillo household, is it not?
It's true. Are you sad?
Am I sad?
Yeah, because it'll be another Valentine's Day with nothing.
Wow.
Happy Singles Awareness Day.
Yeah, yeah, seriously. Setting Sorry a new record that. For the earliest shot taken in a podcast.
Yeah.
Even without Andy Hart, who's, of course, on his three-hour lifting
it
session.
It is. If it's Friday, midday.
Sure.
So those of you who know and listen to our Roster Report podcast, Andy Hart is not with us because he's lifting.
Right.
Takes a long time.
He's got a small penis and he's drunk a lot. That's why he's so angry.
Well, that's a pretty accurate self-assessment by the big head.
Agreed. And in Andy's defense, we also don't have a whole lot to report on the roster.
There really isn't a whole lot.
Sucks that bone dry.
He laughs at himself even when he's not here.
That's what he
it's
does.
Unbelievable. What we can talk about, though, Paul, is what's going to go on in the next 2 weeks. Because starting yesterday, that's Thursday, the 11th, for those of you who might be listening to this later on,
and
depending on when it is, time zones, whatnot, the NFL window for NFL teams to apply their franchise tag to players began. So the clock has begun ticking on when the Patriots potentially could apply their tag to, as many people have speculated, Vince Wilfork.
Yeah, I would think that's the only guy that makes any sense for the Patriots, the only candidate. And as you said, Eric, they have a two-week window to do that, February 11th, I believe, to the 25th.
Yep.
So, you know, we'll see. So far, we haven't really heard anything about it. I'm not surprised that we haven't heard anything about it. Personally, I would have done it sooner. I would do it. I would get it out of the way. Just get that tag out there. I wouldn't give Wilfork any false hope. The only thing that would change that is if they were heavily involved in negotiations right now. Maybe they feel like they're going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And if the time continues and they don't get there and you get closer, then you slap the tag on them just to protect yourself while you continue to work. But if they feel like they're negotiating right now and they don't need to do that, then
so,
I suppose that would be a good sign.
So potentially no news could be read as good news, is what you're saying at this point?
Sure. Like I said, My only concern would be don't give Wilfork, if you're not really negotiating right now, don't give him any false hope that you're not going to do this if you do plan on doing it, because I think that might not work in the Patriots' favor. But it's not a big deal either way. Whenever they decide to do it, it's not the right time, wrong time, or indifferent. They have from the 11th to the 25th to do it. Last year they chose to do it very quickly with Matt Castle. In previous years they've waited a little bit longer. I think they waited with Asante Samuel a little bit. I think it was at the combine
when
and Andy were out there.
That's right.
So there's no right and wrong way, no right and wrong procedure.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to pass along the information. The window has opened, and we have not heard anything in terms of whether or not the Patriots plan on using it this year.
Right. And so far, we haven't really heard of any other teams doing that with any of their players yet either.
I haven't been scouring the wires today, but I haven't heard of anybody doing it either. So
what we have heard, though, is that some teams are starting to let go of some veteran players, guys like the Jaguars' Torrey Holt, the Giants' Antonio Pierce. Players like that are starting to become available, and, of course, fans have been writing in to us at SPFW wondering whether or not any of those guys might be on the Patriots' radar. I seem to think that any player who's out there is on the Patriots' radar. The question is how much are they interested? And I think
Torrey Holt's an interesting guy. I think he's a veteran guy. Obviously, his best days are behind him. But in light of the Patriots' really, really thin receiving ranks, maybe he might be a guy worth taking a shot at. You know, he's a guy who's played on the outside. He's a very versatile guy. He can do a lot of different things. Production is off the charts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he has left. I don't know what his experience is playing in a system that's at all similar to what the Patriots do. I don't know what his aptitude is for picking up a new system and if Belichick feels that's worth the while. But I do think that he's the kind of guy, Eric, that along with maybe another free agent and a draft pick would make sense because their receiving ranks are very, very thin. Antonio Pierce, on the other hand, I have no interest in, given his injury history and whatnot.
He had a neck injury.
Bulging disc. And
missed the last seven games of the season for the Giants
31
last year.
Years old, to me, not the kind of guy. He's not that big either. He's only about 240 pounds, maybe even not that much. I think they need a big battering ram type, Ted Johnson guy, to sort of take on those blocks and let Gerard Mayo make the plays. And I don't think Antonio Pierce is that kind of guy.
Yeah, probably not. And one quick note on Holt, too. He's already started dropping hints that he might want to reunite with his former head coach, Mike Martz, who's the offensive coordinator in Chicago. So we'll see if the Bears take that bait or not. But, you know, that's I do agree with you. Of the two, I'd say Holt is the more plausible one to be considered by the Patriots.
Yeah, now, in a perfect world, I'd like to get a little younger than that.
Absolutely.
You know, a Bolden or a Chambers or something like that. But,
oh, yeah.
Although, you know, Chambers has been around for a little while now. But Holt is clearly he's a special veteran kind of player that I would definitely look into just because of the terrific career he's had.
Right. Yeah, a year ago they made a trade for Greg Lewis. If you're going to have a fourth receiver who's going to contribute, you'd rather have a guy like Torrey Holt than a Greg Lewis. That's all we're saying,
sure.
I think. I mean, obviously, yeah, I'd much rather try to trade for an Anquan Boldin or somebody of that ilk who's more of a long-term option as well and,
right.
you know, a potential one or two guy. So just before we go quickly, we're going to go over the, you know, what we've been doing the last few weeks, taking a look at the current roster as it is constituted before free agency hits on March 5th. We'll end it off this week with quarterbacks and tight ends. Not a whole lot to talk about on either side there. The quarterback roster as it stands right now, Paul, Tom Brady, Brian Hoyer, and Jeff Rowe, who is not our intern, Jeff Rowe.
No, that's J-Rowe.
That's J-Rowe. But Jeff Rowe, who was on the practice squad the latter half of the year and never really made it onto the active roster, it was Brady and Hoyer pretty much the whole year. At tight end, you've got Robbie
and Yone.
Thank you, Paul. Chris Baker.
Touchdown maker.
Rob Myers.
Chip.
Yeah.
Just reminds me of a chip.
Yeah, the blonde hair, the surfer dude kind of look, right? Played at the University of Utah, landlocked
Chip
state.
Douglas, my three sons.
And Benjamin Watson. So we've got three quarterbacks, four tight ends currently on the roster. I have to think there's going to be a little bit of movement at both positions.
There's definitely going to be movement at tight end because you're going to need to bring in some guys. I mean,
and
Watson is all but gone.
Yeah,
in my
he's
mind.
Pretty much resigned himself to the fact that he's out.
He's talking like he's out. I don't think the Patriots have any interest in bringing him back. So that will be one of those situations where both sides go in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to bring someone in. You can't just have Chris Baker come in as your only experienced tight end.
He's signed through 2013. By the way,
you need some guys. Maybe even in the draft again, you know, you might see a third rounder again. Belichick has used a lot of picks on tight ends over the years.
With mixed results.
Brought in a lot of tight ends over the years. So definitely there's going to be some movement there. Quarterback, it would stand to me. I don't see how you can stick with just Tom Brady and Brian Hoyer, but they just did it.
Yeah, they did it for a whole year.
So I can't say that they won't do it again. I mean, I agree with you, though, Eric. I would bring in a backup and see what's out there. A guy that kind of intrigues me, just to throw a name out there, is Chad Pennington. If he's not necessarily looking to become a starter somewhere, coming off yet another injury, looks like Chad Henne's going to be the guy in Miami.
Good luck.
I think Pennington could be a quality backup for somebody, and I think, you know, based on watching his game, I think that he is the kind of game managing type that you're looking for in a backup that would do well in a Belichick setting. But that's just total speculation. No one's told me anything about that.
I think you're right. He's the kind of quarterback who would make a great backup. My only concern, like you said, is his injuries. That shoulder, I don't know how many times you can get an injury of that kind and come back from it and still be an effective quarterback in this league. You know, there are a couple of other names out there like A.J. Feely, Patrick Ramsey maybe, who's been around.
But any of those guys.
I'm just looking for a veteran who has some starting experience, who's not a complete waste. Like, I wouldn't want to go near a Rex Grossman. To me, he's poison as far as, you know, from what I've seen of him.
None of the guys that are available, you know, excite me in any way, any of those backups. I mean, we went through this a couple of years ago when guys were throwing names like Brad Johnson and and Billy Volek and these kinds of names out there, and wouldn't you be a lot better off with someone like that? And then Brad Johnson had to play, and you soon found out that Dallas wasn't better off with a guy like that than the Patriots were with Matt Cassel, for example. So I'm looking for a guy that might be able to fit into the system as a backup as opposed to a name backup. You know, Chad Pennington, I think, could fit into the system. I think he fits both. I think he's a name, and I think that he would do well in the Patriots setting.
And the one name we keep hearing, at least we're starting to hear from Patriots fans on the tight end position, is a poor man's Jeremy Shockey, Greg Olsen, who's with the Chicago Bears. He's not a free agent of any kind, but fans have been suggesting that maybe because the Patriots and Bears have had a history of drafting during the of trading during the offseason, that maybe that something could be worked out where you know, Mike Martz's history of not really using tight ends much, maybe there's no need for a quality tight end. We'll see how that plays out. I wouldn't rule it out, like I said, given the history of trades between these two teams, but I also wouldn't hold my breath for it.
Yeah, I mean, Greg Olsen could catch the ball. There's no question about it. I don't think he's the all-around tight end type that the Patriots tend to look for, but he can catch the ball. He can be productive. I think that they might look at it a little bit differently this year in terms of their offense with the tight end spot, because I think the last couple of years, Wes Welker has caught a lot of balls that tight ends catch in offenses. But Wes Welker's probably not going to be there for at least half the year, maybe more.
Right.
So you might need more production out of the tight end in the offense than you have in the past. And maybe they look for a guy like Greg Olsen to fill that kind of a void. But he's got to become available first, and we'll see what happens.
Right. Well, we're going to wrap up this podcast now. Just a quick reminder, what we started off in this podcast talking about, Vince Wilfork, the franchise tag. Our debate Friday centers on that very topic, Vince Wilfork or Julius Peppers.
I go with the Patriots.
Yeah.
I go with my guy. I want my guy.
You're That's always me. Patriots.com,
always
Paul Perillo.
You got it.
But head to Patriots.com, check out this week's Debate
the
Friday.
The grass is always greener somewhere else.
Well, that's the story of my life, Paul. So read our arguments, vote in the poll. Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo. Enjoy your long President's Day / Valentine's Day holiday weekend, and we'll see you next week.